accused international institutions of not speaking out over alleged sexual violence perpetrated by Hamas attackers on October 7th.
We hear the silence of international institutions about the barbaric sexual abuse of Israeli women and girls, and that deliberate silence is complicity.
Many Israelis have been critical of international organizations, saying they've avoided public condemnation of the alleged sexual violence. There is widespread evidence of sexual violence committed by Hamas during their October 7th attack. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climate change. That's what Hillary Clinton said at COP28 on Monday, adding that gender equality can no longer be an afterthought.
They're in fields, they're in factories, they're in markets, they're doing all kinds of work that becomes absolutely impossible if temperatures get to 40, 50 degrees centigrade.
The former U.S. Secretary of State spoke during a panel on women's roles in building a climate-resilient world. In Bazunga, South Sudan's western Equatoria state, Monday, about 200 community members were sensitized on preventing and ending gender-based violence at a UN workshop.
We are here to create awareness to the community, aim to reduce the rate of gender-based violence in the community.
That is Margaret Joshua with the UN, she says, with the knowledge acquired. One of the women who attended, Eva James, a mother of six, said she now knows. This is VOA News. China has seen an uptick in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. Reuters correspondent